Hello, sisters, and welcome back to another episode here on the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Sasha Star Robertson, and today I want to talk to you about what actually happens in your brain when you are in that state of chaos and overwhelm, and how you can make some very quick and simple shifts to get out of that state by creating habits, rhythms, and routines. Welcome to the Intentional Mom Life with Jesus podcast. Do you desire balance and want to glorify God with your life? Are you often up late at night conflicted between whether you accomplished enough or you were present enough with your kids? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals only to feel overwhelmed by all the things on your to-do list? Hi, I'm Sasha Star Robertson. I know the weight of that stay-at-home mom life. It can feel like a burden to stay on top of things when you don't know how to manage your time and struggle to read your Bible. You want structure, a routine that flows, and a little time to pursue things for yourself without mom guilt. But you keep telling yourself, there's no time, and I can't find a good schedule. Well, sister, you've found the solution. On this podcast, you will find encouragement to help you live rooted and grounded in Christ, time management tips for busy moms, and mindset shifts to help you feel organized, productive, and peaceful, focusing on what matters most. So grab your cold brew or kombucha and strap those kiddos into the car seat, and let's jump into today's episode. The idea for this podcast episode actually came about during a group coaching call recently in the I Am, the Intentionally Abundant Motherhood, which is the group and one-on-one coaching program that I offer for ladies. And a couple of them, like when you come into the group coaching program, you get access to all of my courses. And so there are a couple of ladies in there that are just starting or part of the way through or about to begin the Fresh Start. And the Fresh Start is the Simplify Your Life and Schedule course that I offer. And there's so much goodness in there. But one of the ladies spoke up talking about her to-do list and just the sheer overwhelm, how she had been spending most of the day in tears because she's trying to do all the things. She's trying to catch up. She's trying to make ends meet in terms of her to-do list. And it just never ends, right? And so one of my big goals in life is to get moms off of this to-do list lifestyle where every day you've got a to-do list and at the end of the day, there's still things on your to-do list that haven't been done, but you're exhausted and you just need a minute for yourself. And then you go to bed and you're like, but I still have so much left to do. And you get up in the morning and you start it all over again. And it's just this vicious cycle, right? Where you never feel done. You never feel complete. There's no rhythm. There's no real structure. There's no flow. And there's no real fulfillment in feeling like you're done. Like that feeling of satisfaction. Like, whew, I got it all done. I can relax. I can celebrate. I can focus on the next thing, right? The next thing that's exciting that I've been working to be able to pursue. My husband, he's incredible in that he's been like this since he was a kid where he would always get the work done, like get his chores done or whatever else so that he could go play outside or so that he could watch a TV show or whatever else. And he's still like that. He is still very much work hard and then play hard. And I think as moms, it's very difficult for us to get out of this work hard mode, right? We're constantly serving our family members, serving in our home. And so the to-do list feels like it's never done. And so one of the biggest shifts that I want to talk to you about today is what happens in your brain and what's taking place in your brain while you're in that state. Okay, so your frontal lobe is the part of your brain that's responsible for critical thinking. It's the part where you can sit down and work on a big project or where you're able to have those meaningful conversations around the dinner table, where you're able to engage, like be engaged, like in something, okay? But when we do not have any kind of structure or rhythms or routines in our days to where we know exactly where a certain task falls, everything on our plate, everything on our to-do list, tends to take up a lot of space in the frontal lobe floating around. It's not helpful. In fact, it drains our energy. It creates brain fog. It leaves us exhausted. It creates the opposite of motivation and feelings of success. But when we are able to take a lot of the things in our life, such as household chores, our homeschool routine with our kids, our healthy habits of like when we're going to spend time with the Lord, when we're going to work out, our meal prep routine, whatever that looks like, as many things that we can possibly get out of the frontal lobe, out of that free thinking space and into the basal ganglia, the middle part of our brain that's more responsible for executive function, that's where habits and routines lie. Okay, that frees up all of our frontal lobe, all of our free thinking power and energy. It's kind of like the analogy of learning to ride a bike, right? When you're learning to ride a bike, you're like, oh, I need to balance and here's how I hold the handlebars and balance my legs and I got to pedal my feet all at the same time, right? It's like, it's tricky when you're learning how, because it's so much of your frontal lobe that's learning how. But I got on a bike a couple of years ago after not having rode a bike in probably like 5 or 10 years. And my brain knew, right? It was that habit was already in my basal ganglia. And so same thing when you learn how to drive a car, especially a manual, right? When you're in driver's training and you're learning how, especially you're like popping the clutch and jerking the car back and forth and you're like, oh no, I need to turn on the blinker. Oh no, that was the windshield wipers. And you're looking at the road, but you're looking in the rearview mirror, but you're trying to make sure you're just doing everything right. And then you've got to do the clutch and shift and all the things at the same time, right? Even just explaining that is like, wow, that's pretty overwhelming. And many of us have gone through that process and made it out the other side. We can jump in a manual and drive it after not having driven a manual for 5 or 10 years, and we know what we're doing. It's no longer overwhelming. It's no longer a question, right? So in this coaching call, a client was overwhelmed and we were talking about doing a brain dump. Like, let's just sit down and do a brain dump of all the things that are on your plate, all the things that are weighing on you and pressing on you that don't seem done, that need to get done. And also, where's your self-care in all of that? Because that's when I hear moms in a state of overwhelm, right? And just chaos and or in tears or never being able to feel caught up. There's oftentimes that's an indicator that there's very little self-care taking place. So there's no time with God. There's no time to just take a bath. There's no time to sit quietly with your thoughts. There's no, you know, outside going for a walk, fresh air. There's no healthy meals. The list could go on, right? Whatever the self-care items are that you need to fill your buckets to feel like you are filled and able to pour out. What are those things too? So sit down, do a brain dump and categorize it. What are the things that you don't need to do right now? What are the things that you don't need to do at all, but for some reason we're carrying it around like it's our responsibility and we need to do something about it? There's a lot of that stuff. What are the things that you can delegate to somebody else? Like maybe your kids can clean up this mess, or maybe your husband can help with something, or maybe you can hire something out or ask a friend to come over and help. And when you're looking at all of this, the things that are actually for you to do or for you and your family to do, think about how many of those things you could get into the basal ganglia. How many of those things can you create a rhythm, a routine, a structure so that you begin doing them, but you do them at the same time, in the same way, consistently enough that it becomes habit and you don't think about it? This is something that I've noticed recently in regards to one of my tidy routines. My husband usually clocks out of work, and there's something in me, right? It's in my basal ganglia now, that I'll just notice I've gotten up and I've started cleaning. Or I will consciously look at the clock within this like 10 or 15 minute window and I'm like, oh, yep, time to get up and start cleaning. Because when he clocks out of work, I know he's got 30 to 45 minutes before he's going to get home. And so I encourage the kids to help tidy up and I go around and tidy up. All the toys are picked up. The kitchen is clean. The dishwasher's loaded. And so the kitchen's ready for the dinner routine the next time it's going to get messy, right? And he's able to come home to a somewhat clean or at least a tidy house, right? So this is something that I implemented a little over a year ago, I think, maybe a little bit more than that, probably 2 years ago, actually, because I'm realizing now my youngest son is over 18 months old. So it was probably 2 years ago because it was before he was born, we started this routine. And now that it's been so long, I don't even think about it. Like my body just knows. And I look at the clock and I'm like, oh, yep, it's that time. Or I'll just get up and start cleaning. And I notice, oh, yep, it's that time. Because I've gotten that into this basal ganglia, this place that is where habits live. And that frees up so much of my brain power the rest of the day, the rest of the week, because I don't have to think about the stuff all over the floor. I don't have to think about the dishes in the sink. Because I know there is a time and space where that is coming, and it's become a habit that I've developed. And I'm sharing all of this because I believe many of you have the exact same power to do the exact same thing. Sometimes it takes a little bit more information. Sometimes it takes some accountability. Sometimes it takes some help problem solving through some of the things that come up. Sometimes it takes a little bit of out-of-the-box thinking from somebody else, right? But this stuff right here is exactly what we cover in the Fresh Start program. So the Fresh Start is a 6-week program structured in a way that has you seeking the Lord for His clarity and direction on what matters most in this season. We spend the first 3 to 4 weeks really pulling information and pulling data about yourself, about your habits, about how you spend your time, about your needs, and so much more. And then we take all of that information and we create routines inside of time blocks, inside of a schedule that's designed by you and for you. One that actually works for you and your family. And when I say actually works, right, it's not going to be like day one, bam, you created your schedule, you're done, you're rocking it. But what we also teach in week 6 is evaluation. And I think it's one of the number one things that most programs like this are missing. It's not teaching people how to do evaluations on a daily, weekly, or monthly basis. And that's included in the Fresh Start. So you know how to evaluate your day or your week when things don't go as planned, right? There's mindset in there where we provide coaching and talk about overcoming things. Like, okay, you're sick and your kids are sick. Of course you didn't live according to your schedule, right? Things come up. It happens. We got to learn to give ourselves grace, but not grace to the extent that we're not finding success in what God has called us to do in this season and in this life, right? So if you want to get out of this overwhelming chaos state, if you want to get all of your to-dos off of the to-do list and out of your frontal lobe, causing you brain fog and stealing your energy from you, then sister, I invite you to join us in the Fresh Start because it is the end goal, the end result is to have you living from that basal ganglia as much as possible, from that place of habits and routines that just flow, that make life easier and allow you to free up a lot of that free thinking space in your brain so that you can step out and do all of those things that you have been striving for or desiring or truly feel like God has been calling you to do for longer than you'd like to admit. I truly hope this episode has blessed you, and I hope to see you on the inside of the Fresh Start. God bless, sisters. If you found the information in this episode helpful, would you please share this episode with a friend, with a sister in Christ, with a loved one, because they too are probably in that same space as you and want out. And I'm here to encourage and let the world know, let the mamas know, there is another way. Also, if you leave a review, I read every single one of them and cherish them. So thank you in advance.